Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
What makes for a great vacation? Depends on who you ask. Are you looking to get away? Or bring everyone together? Do you want to get outside and play? Or see a play at the plate? Fortunately, however you operate, I'm the destination you've been looking for. The name's Missouri, but you can call me Mo. And I have just one question. What's your MO? Come see me at visitmo.com.
This is Brian Robinson. You're listening to Roster Watch.
Ladies and gentlemen, citizens of the universe, this is Roster Watch. My name is Alex Dunlap. I'm joined by Cody Carpentier. And Cody, today we're going to be talking about big winners, man. Big winners from the NFL draft. They can be rookies. They can be veterans that have had things happen or things not happen that we were thinking might happen to help preserve their volume and their viability as fantasy assets. I have a whole list here. Do you want me to start or do you want to start?
You got the first one.
All right. Well, I'll just say right off the bat, if we're talking about winners in fantasy football, I'll just tell you the rookies that sort of stand out to me, right? The guys coming in and they're coming into advantageous situations. And each one of these rookies definitely also on the other side of the coin represents a loser on the veteran side, right? But for me, obviously, RJ Harvey going to the Denver Broncos. I don't think that there's been a single player in all of dynasty drafts, at least, that's seen a bigger rise than he has, to where we were taking him around the 201 before, whereas you were getting him in drafts, there was a draft that I'm in with, like, it's an experts, like, you know, experts, whatever, but like an industry draft with a bunch of really good players. And I got Harvey right in the days before the draft at like the 209, right? Now you're good luck getting him past the 107, maybe the 108, and that's in super flex. So, obviously RJ Harvey connected to Sean Payton there in Denver. Can catch the ball, all around player. Caleb Johnson, after taking a little bit of a kind of a nosedive there with the slow 40 time, you know, just goes to a situation where Mike Tomlin with the Steelers just says, you know, they're asking about how is he different from these other backs on the roster? And he's just like, I don't know how many times I got to keep saying it. Like, he's a big volume back. He's going to be able to hold up. Where, you know, he's a workhorse guy. So Caleb Johnson set up really well. We've talked about Travion Henderson, him falling into a spot here with the New England Patriots is just one of the best pass protectors really I can remember evaluating at the running back position, and somebody that has the ability to be on the field at all times. And then one final running back that really helped himself was Jaden Blue, who's now going consistently in the second round of these dynasty rookie drafts. He goes to Dallas with just a dusty, wide-open depth chart of Javonte Williams, who's just absolutely been putrid, as well as Miles Sanders, who's been putrid. If you put up a Mount Rushmore of just completely dusted NFL running backs that are still active in the league right now, I think it would be Javonte Williams, Miles Sanders is two of them. Who could Zeke be one? I guess he's technically still in the league.
Technically, Fournette.
Is Fournette really still – like, when's the last time he actually played?
It wasn't last year. It was the year before.
I mean
– but he's working out. The only reason I said that, I've said it on multiple shows, is he's working out down there with John Gruden doing the pre-draft stuff with those quarterbacks, and he's like, I'm trying to do one more year. I'm trying to get back in one more year. So –
I guess you could put Fournette on Mount Dustball, but like it's like it's this. They were talking the same. Like Jaden Blue's going to go in there, and he could be RB1 just like that. Man, he's a very dynamic weapon. The wide receivers that I thought were kind of winners, I think Ted McMillan falls to a spot where he's going to, you know, Cody's all in on the volume that he'll see there. I kind of agree with him. And then, you know, not so sexy landing spots for the Luther Burdens of the world. I think that the Chicago there, it's tough, but I think the talent could eventually win out. I like Matthew Golden going to Green Bay. He should be the wide receiver one there, but there's going to be target competition, and that thing's always hard to figure out for fantasy about who it's going to be this week. Emeka Egbuka is going to be a bit troublesome year one as far as predicting how much he's going to get on the football field. So it's some of these guys a little bit farther down, like Jack Besh, that goes earlier than we thought to a pretty wide open wide receiver room there with the Raiders. And then also Jalen Royals, who we really liked coming out, getting to go to play with Patrick Mahomes on an offense where we could have some guys early on in 2025 facing various suspensions or off-field stuff with – now it's not just Rashi Rice, but also possibility of some stuff going on with Xavier Worthy. So I think those are the kind of the rookies that I thought were the big winners from a fantasy perspective.
A lot of rookies. I didn't write down a single rookie. So yep. Mine are all veterans.
I figured I would get him out of the way. Some people might have showed up for rookie talk.
And I will say we're in the moment right now of sorting through. We did a massive update like a month ago through free agency, and we're updating right now through rookies. Me and Trashman are with the Dynasty Top 250 over at rosterwatch.com. And it's a top 250, but there's like 350 names listed. So even the guys that aren't technically top 250 guys, you can still see where they're at. But we're working through that right now, and that'll be updated here literally shortly. So including those rookies that a couple of shifting spots in there that I think we'll talk about on a show later this week. Do you want to start with like any position for these veterans that are winners?
I didn't. I just wrote down a bunch of names. So.
All right. I'm going to take the first one then.
All right.
I'll just shoot right off the hip. I'm going to go running back then. And I'm going to go up to Buffalo, where in a class that is prolific, and we talked about the depth of this class at the running back group, they didn't take one. They took a fourth rounder last year in Ray Davis. They picked up Frank Gore Jr. in college free agency. They re-signed Ty Johnson this offseason, picked up Darrington Evans, and James Cook is asking for $20 million right now, it sounds like, based off the – I think there was an offer up 14 or something maybe, and he declined it. His brother's tweeting about $20 million. His brother was – you know, famously held out a little bit for the Vikings before he got his deal. But James Cook, I think, is a winner at this point. Just given they didn't take a single back.
And I wrote Buffalo offense.
Buffalo offense. I also have Keon Coleman in here too.
Yeah, it's just all of them. It's just like I looked at him like, did they even take a single skill guy? I mean, I forgot. I don't think that they took a single. Oh, okay. So they took Caden Prather in the seventh round.
I mean,
it's like that means nothing.
Did you see the Brandon Bean thing on WGR 550 this weekend or on Monday?
Where he was acting like a big baby.
He went off on the radio host because they were like, "We need a receiver." He's like, "This ain't fantasy football, man." He's like, "We led the league in scoring last year. You're talking about receivers." I mean, that's kind of a stamp of approval for guys like, you know. The first thing I thought of was Keon Coleman, Josh Palmer, Khalil Shakir.
No, I think that's exactly right. And also, I thought the same thing about James. I just think they all, I mean, especially, guys, I was sure they were going to take a running back.
So was I. That would be the ultimate. The thing is the ball was in Buffalo's court like a week ago. And it was like Buffalo has everything here to just walk in and go, pick 72, running back. What are you going to do about it? And like that running back at 72 would be able to come in and compete for a job. And they were just like, nah, we're good. We're not going to take a running back. We're not going to, you know, we're not going to take, you know, Caleb Johnson. We're okay. Caleb Johnson was there. They could have taken him at pick 72, third round, third pick. So they took Landon Jackson.
Oh, I can't fault him for taking Landon Jackson. That was kind of, you know, that's
for sure. But it's like the theory, right? Is that
you tell James Cook to take a hike because we just got somebody who's probably better than you.
And you know exactly, what I mean? And think about up in Buffalo with that 225-pound running back, and you're just like, I mean, we're going to ease off of Josh. You're going to get a guy that could take on 250 carries with ease.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. No, but, yeah, but you know, now he's in Pittsburgh. So, yeah, I totally agree with you there. Just staying on the same theme about just an offense that it feels like a lot of them. And what I might say here is more just like passing game is Dallas. Am I correct in saying that they didn't take a wide receiver?
And no, they didn't take anything. Tolbert Mingo.
It's like
Cornelius Safe. They had two guys in college free agency. That's it.
Yeah, who weren't even good, who like weren't even guys that we kind of liked as sleepers. You guys can listen to the undrafted free agent wide receiver show from Tuesday if you'd like to. I mean, it's like, I don't know how much higher you can, I don't know how much higher you can put CeeDee Lamb, right? I mean, he's already going to be top six pick in fantasy, but is there any light at the end of the tunnel here for like the Jalen Tolberts of the world or hate to say for Mingo, but I mean, they did trade a second round pick for this guy.
Jake Ferguson.
And to some degree, Jaden Blue,
but Jake Ferguson, 102 targets in 2023. So I think that there's merit to that. Was a Pro Bowler second year in the league. This last year missed a couple of games, but he was still targeted 86 times. No touchdowns. So I think that's going to be a guy we're probably going to be getting on the cheap for the whole summer. It's a classic, the Cole Kmet thing from a couple of years ago. We had 800 yards and zero touchdowns, and everyone's like, they just forget about him, right? Ferguson feels like he'll be a pretty blatant value if things stay the course until the season gets here.
All right. What is your next one?
Just because I brought up tight end, I'll stick a tight end. I'll go to Jacksonville. Brenton Strange.
A lot of talk
about weaponry and additions in Jacksonville. They, of course, added Travis Hunter in round one. But outside of that, Brenton Strange lost Evan Engram in free agency. They added, you know, Johnny Munt and Hunter Long in free agency, which are zeros. Added a couple guys in college free agency that are zeros. And from just an overall targets perspective, like you think about Brian Thomas, Travis Hunter's obviously there. They add De'Ami Brown in free agency. But who's the guy that's going to cut across the field and be the, you know, who's going to be the first down merchant, if not Parker Washington, who's beginning to get buried? I think it's going to be Brenton Strange.
Yeah, I definitely like it. I was looking. I didn't realize they had guys on that. You know, he has dudes. Do they have Johnny Munt now on that roster?
Yeah, Johnny Munt and I think I just said Johnny Munt and Hunter Long were the two free agents they added.
Yeah, so it's just like it was
Munt's all, zero.
Yeah, well, and you know those guys are, you know, those guys are having those guys on the roster. It feels like really insulates Brenton Strange as the kind of the, you know, the pass catching weapon there and the pass catching off option in an offense that's, dude, I mean, in an offense that could look a whole lot different this year there in Jacksonville under the new leadership of Liam Cohen.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
What makes for a great vacation? Depends on who you ask. Are you looking to get away? Or bring everyone together? Do you want to get outside and play? Or see a play at the plate? Fortunately, however you operate, I'm the destination you've been looking for. The name's Missouri, but you can call me Mo. And I have just one question. What's your MO? Come see me at visitmo.com.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Here's a player I hate, but it's hard to say that he's not a winner. In this draft class, the Washington Commanders didn't do anything to try and upgrade on Brian Robinson. They brought in your boy, Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt.
In the seventh round
pick, though. This was the draft to really fire in the fourth, fifth round, something like that. They didn't feel like it was necessary. I think what that means for best ball is that Brian Robinson – at this point, you got to be taking him over, I think guys like Ramondre and, probably ETN. Do you think he goes over ETN now? With Bashiel Tutin entering the picture there in Jacksonville?
Probably.
They didn't do anything else. And it's the Jaden Daniels, kind of the rising tide that lifts all boats. If he's the primary runner there. Yeah. Austin Eckler's not getting any younger.
I think that's fair.
So I think I don't have that much to say about the guy. How many more do you have?
Like seven.
Okay.
Staying in Washington, how about Luke McCaffrey, a wide receiver? They added Deebo Samuel like a month ago, and they have Noah Brown as their outside receiver and Terry McLaurin, and they added Ja'Cory Brooks. Speaking of Ja'Cory, so they got Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt in the backfield, the Ja'Cory Brooks outside, who's formerly of Alabama and went to Louisville, was added, and then they had Jalen Lane as a fourth-round pick, kind of in the similar mold to Luke McCaffrey, but we saw how much they loved McCaffrey last year as a third-round pick, and Noah Brown – we talked about the wide receiver 4/5 in an offense. Like, Noah Brown's quintessential in that role. I think Luke McCaffrey's a little bit of a winner here, just because everything we heard, they love him. I know there's other weaponry there, like, the aging KJ Osborne or the once was Michael Gallup and things like this. They're just names, though, and I think that's suppression, allowing us to get some value on Luke McCaffrey.
All right. The more and more I think about it, I think that I think Jordan Mason has been kind of just a winner this whole time. The Vikings don't do anything to elevate their backfield
as predicted,
but they do bring in basically the really good stout interior of the Indianapolis Colts offensive line with Will Freeze and Ryan Kelly. They already have Darisaw. They have Brian O'Neill, and then Donovan Jackson should slot into one of those guard spots. The rookie Donovan Jackson, who also has the ability to play tackle. So that offensive line to me looks good. Cody, I mean, that's an improved offensive line, correct? That's a good unit now.
Entirely.
Yeah. With Jordan Mason, we know that, Aaron Jones, he's getting old. He's had a little bit of trouble staying healthy. And I think that, what was it, the fifth round pick that they shipped off for Mason? I think that what the Vikings thought is like, that's our fifth round rookie draft pick. We just want Mason, the guy that was the league winner for fantasy last year in San Francisco, and a guy that we've seen have massive usage. I think that with the offensive line improving, with the fact that we know that we can count on a Kevin O'Connell offense to be good and high flying. We can now, this isn't your grandpa's NFC North, or I guess your grandpa's NFC Central. But not your dad's NFC North with the black and blue division. These teams get into shootouts. I think Jordan Mason is just a really elite pick right now in fantasy drafts. And I think people will probably start to catch on to that as time goes by, because they didn't do anything except, you know, bolster the positions that are going to help a guy like that, and brought in zero competition.
I love Jordan Mason. I got hammered for this about a month ago on the Sonic Truth Dynasty podcast with Matt Kelly, the Podfather, because I said that he was the big winner, and he's like, this is a quintessential sell spot. And he's a top 100 dynasty asset for me in one quarterback right now, 98th overall, running back 26. You talked about the offensive line. I think that's pretty straightforward, but he's in a spot to smash. Rush for 1,000 yards, age 26 season. I absolutely love it. And we're about 40 spots higher than ADP right now than Keep Trade Cut and Dynasty on Jordan Mason. So,
I'd love to hear that.
Yeah, you ain't got to twist trash.
Yeah. Nice work to you and Trash Man, making sure you're on top of that. Good.
You ain't got to twist my leg on old Jordan Mason. A couple of backs that also took on no heat in their backfield. Derrick Henry, who again is closer to 60 than he is 20, but they added nothing to that backfield. We know they love Justice Hill, but it's like Keaton Mitchell, who's coming off of injury, Rasheen Ali from Marshall, they drafted in the fifth round last year, and they added a couple of college free agents this year. But Derrick Henry's backfield until further, I mean, they didn't do anything. They drafted, they had 11 draft picks, and not one was a running back. So I love Henry. Tony Pollard, kind of same thing goes for Tennessee. They have Spears there. They added Khalil Mullings in the sixth, but Mullings more of a – we talked about this at the draft on the draft stream, but more of like a Julius Chestnut replacement or improvement, right? Kind of like a between the tackles, a little bulldozer type of thing here, former linebacker. But Pollard's role stays the same. And then Bucky Irving took on zero additional damage. They added Josh Williams in college free agency, but it's still Bucky, Rashad White, and Sean Tucker. So he made it through unscathed, which generally we don't see the fourth and fifth round guys make it through the next draft unscathed.
Yeah. I'll stick with the running backs who were unscathed here, and I will go with mainly DeAndre Swift in Chicago, but yes, to a certain degree, maybe Roschon Johnson. But I think Swift is more of the big winner here. He gets reunited with Ben Johnson, his old offensive coordinator, who's had great things to say about him before. We know how he's going to use these running backs. We know what kind of fantasy production that we can get from a tandem, and you know, even a tandem slash committee, if it's anything like what we were able to see out of the tandems and the committees that involved the David Montgomerys, the Jamal Williams, the Jahmyr Gibbs, these types of players, right? You get record-breaking touchdown seasons, and you get, Jahmyr Gibbs every single week. Just take the over on his 19 and a half yards longest rush, right? It's like it's a really good system for all this. And with the offensive line, they didn't address it to start. They went with Colston Loveland to start, but as Cody was mentioning to me earlier, they did take Ozzie Trapillo in the second round, the right tackle from Boston College, number 70. And I really liked him. I think he's good. I think probably he's gonna, they've already invested first round draft capital into right tackle. I think he might move to left. I think he can. So he'll have the competition there with Braxton Jones. But that's been an offensive line that they've been working to revitalize all off season, right? You add in the extra weapon for Caleb Williams. It's another year that he's been in the NFL, but an upgrade on the whole offensive, system stylistically with a guy who believes in him. So DeAndre Swift to me is a huge winner, like especially in a class where they could have taken Jaden Blue at some point, right? They could have taken Bashiel Tutin. They could have taken Woody Marks. right? They could have taken one of these guys that profiles as the kind of the, you know, the Sonic and the whole Sonic and Knuckles thing. Mm-hmm. And they didn't. They think, like, they can't lie to us, man. The NFL draft, they just told us that they think DeAndre Swift, at least for the near term, is going to be that guy.
Unless it's Chubb or something, which I don't even think has, you know, I know he's been lifting hellish weights, but I don't think that'll have much weight.
There could always be a curveball, but Chubb would be a weird one. And that, and I think that would affect Roshan and Kyle Manungai more than it would anything else.
I got two left. What do you got?
I got two left. So let me do one so you can take us out. Do you already have Isaac Guerrero as one of yours?
I don't, but he technically, I mean, I like Jordan James. I think Jordan James is interesting there. I know that they didn't add really that high a draft capital, but I do think Garendo's a winner to a certain extent.
Yeah, I think that Jordan James just isn't the type of player that, like, I just think Garendo, of course, San Francisco 49ers. The 49ers took Jordan James. I forgot what round that was.
Fifth.
Okay, so they take him in the fifth. Jordan James feels like more of a complimentary piece to me. We've seen that Guerrero is very explosive, has really good size and speed. And if anything were to happen to McCaffrey, or if they just kind of take it easy on McCaffrey, you know, I think Guerrero, after you get rid of Elijah Mitchell to KC, after you get rid of Jordan Mason to Minnesota, I was just sure they were going to backfill with one of these kind of sturdier running backs like those guys profile as, and they didn't. So I think Guerrero goes here on my list.
I like that.
Who do you got next?
My final two.
Well, here, once you do your final one, I'll do one, and then you do the last one.
I'm going to do them together. I'm going to do them together.
All right.
What do you got?
My last one? Marvin Harrison Jr. and Trey McBride. We've talked about it over and over that like Michael Wilson has felt kind of redundant to Marvin Harrison Jr. And I was just sure at some point they were going to do something to address, you know, it could have been, dude, at pick 16, we were talking about it. Like, it was a legit idea that maybe they could take Matthew Golden there. Right. And I think that would have been good from a real football perspective to compliment those guys, but they didn't. I don't think that they, so they brought in Bryson Green.
Who?
I don't even know who this is. I didn't watch him. Apparently he's from Wisconsin. He was a college free agent. So to show you, I mean, we ranked what, 55 wide receivers. He's not
on the list.
He's not on the list. So I think that those two, the passing offense is going to continue just to go through those two guys. Michael Wilson, I'm not going to say he's a zero. He's not a zero. He's a good player, but all they have is Marvin Harrison Jr., Michael Wilson, and Zay Jones and like Dortch and stuff. It really is not much of anything. So those will be my last two.
My final two are wide receivers that are guaranteed to be on their rosters for the next 2-3 years, if you're looking contractually at fresh money, and guys that have each had north of 120, 140 targets combined the last two seasons. You haven't seen or heard no hide, no hair of either of these guys in their offenses, and both of them are playing with former first-round picks from just a year ago. And they're raging values because they're clear-cut number two wide receiver targets in their offense in 2025, and you do not want to miss out.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull, Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern. Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
You know that feeling when you're about to score 30% off, but they want your number? Ugh. Give them your Line 2 number instead. It's a second line on your phone, perfect for nabbing promo codes without inviting spam to your party. Sign up for every discount under the sun, then block the junk texts that follow. You get all the perks, but none of the spammy baggage. More codes, less chaos. Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store and get your shopping sidekick today. Because the only thing blowing up your phone should be good deals.